the donkey?
He said, this intelligence is like a donkey
stuck
in a mud when it comes to explaining the law. Do not forget that. That was the last paragraph. Today, he explained what this hikmat, this knowledge, quote unquote, this erfan, could do. This one knows what the problem is, but doesn't tell you all. Why? Because whatever it says, it goes to your brain, not your heart. But we are trying to find the thorn in the heart. When we want to talk about the passion, we don't have another language. So we use the normal language, and we use, quote-unquote, some part of the logic. But the thing is, to remember, this is a different thing in you, and could be cured. Don't worry. The only thing you should do is to make a separate place for this argument to complete itself. Let us talk about this. Let the story finish. The story next time will go on. There are things that happen and you should know the story beforehand. The story is very simple. It's just a reading this book, you know all the stories. The story goes like this. We'll hear just a couple of verses about the logic of not exposing all the things to the king. He will give you some reason for that. Then there are actions to be made. First of all, let's bring that goldsmith here, because now we know the king, we know the handmaiden, we know the king is the soul, me, real me. Handmaiden is the intelligence. Hakim is Rumi, is the master. Hikmat is the knowledge. Who is the goldsmith? That we should know. Next time we start to know this goldsmith. Do not forget that the goldsmith is the guy that even his name will make your pulse, your intelligence, change the pulse. What is the pulse maker of your intelligence? Not gold.
Lots.
If it was gold, it was lovely. It's goldsmith. You know goldsmith? Who is the goldsmith?
One shit.
The only person who doesn't give a shit about gold. Gold is just the material. He buys and sells that. Goldsmith is the only one who puts the money value on gold. Other people won't. Everybody admires the gold, not the goldsmith. The goldsmith will wait. How many grams? This much it costs. We will see the goldsmith. We will know the goldsmith, because goldsmith is the pulse changer in you. We'll talk about it in different shapes, different forms. But the first thing is, he's a goldsmith. What's wrong with this goldsmith? With this one. He had your intelligence. He bought it and he sold her again. He had her for 6 months only. Amazingly, we'll see them change of hand here. The goldsmith will leave the family from Samarkand, will come here and will make love to this handmaiden, and Hakim will encourage that. The goldsmith will die. Guess what? In 6 months. 6 months before, 6 months later, to make it 1 year. And that's the period that the goldsmith could handle the intelligence. Because the goldsmith wants the intelligence, will buy it, and will sell it to someone else. Doesn't care about the handmaiden even. He had it. He sold it. The only good thing about the goldsmith we know
We know that it is said that the inhabitants of that neighborhood in Samarkand are handsome.
That's all we know. We'll realize that later, and the problem later. Let's hear it from Rumi himself. In Persian, the paragraph you were reading, I was reading a little bit differently. This time, do not excuse my accent. گفت ای شهر خلوتی کن خانه را دور کن هم خیش و هم بیگانه کس ندارد گوش در دهلیزها تا بپرسم زین کنیزک چیزها خانه خالی مانده یک دیار نی جز طبیب و جز همان بیمار نی نرم نرمک گفت شهر تو کجاست که علاج اهل هر شهری جداست من در آن شهر از قرابت کیستد خیشی و پیوستگی با چیستد دست بر نبضش نهاد و یک به یک باز میپرسید از جور فلک چون کسی را خار در پایش جهد پای خود را بر سر زانو نهد و سر سوزن همی جوید سرش و نیاورد میکند با لب ترش خار در پا شد چنین دشوار یا خار در دل چون بود باده جواب خار دل را گر بدیدی هر خسی دست کی بودی خمان را بر کسی کس به زیر دم خر خاری نه خر نداند دفع خر نداند دفع آن بر می جهد بر جهد وان خار محکمتر زند عاقلی باید که خاری بر کند خر ز بهر دفع خار از سوز و درد جفته می انداخت صد جا زخم کرد آن حکیم خارچین استاد بود دست می زد جا به جا می آز بود زن کنیزک بر طریق داستان باز می پرسید حال دوستان با حکیم او قصه ها می گفت فاش از مقام و خاجگان و شهر و باش سوی قصه گفتنش می داشت گوش سوی نبض و جستنش می داشت گوش تا که نبض از نام کی گردد جهان او بود مقصود جانش در جهان دوستان و شهر او را برشمرد بعد از آن شهری دیگر را نام بود گفت چون بیرون شدی از شهر خیش در کدامین شهر بودستی تو پیش نام شهری گفت از آن هم درگذشت رنگ روح و نبض او دیگر نگشت خاجگان و شهرها را یک به یک باز گفت از جای و از نام و نمک شهر شهر و خانه خانه رسه کرد نیرگش جنبید و نیرخ گشت سر نبض او بر حال خود بود بیگزند تا بپرسید از سمرقند چقند نبض جست و روی سرخ و زرد شد که از سمرقندی زرگر فرد شد چون زرنجوران حکیم این راز یافت اصل آن درد و بلا را باز یافت گفت کوی او کدام است و گذر او سر پل گفت و کوی قادفر گفت دانستم که رنج از چیست زود در خلاصت سهرها خواهم نمون شاد باش و فارغ و ایمن که من آن کنم با تو که باران با چمن من غم تو میخورم تو غم مخور بر تو من مشفقترم از صد پدر هانهان این راز را با کس مگو گرچه از تو شه کند بس جستجو گورخانه راز تو چون دل شود آن مرادت زودتر حاصل شود گفت پیغمبر که هر که سر نهفت زود گردد با مراد خیش جفت دانه چون اندر زمین پنهان شود سر او سرسبزی بستان شود زر و نقره گر نبودندی نهان پرورش که یافتندی زیر کان وعده ها و لطف های آن حکیم کرد آن رنجور را ایمن ز بیم وعده ها باشد حقیقی دلپذیر وعده ها باشد مجازی تاسه وعده اهل کرم گنج روان وعده نااهل شد رنج روان Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
sleep.